Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Techniques for User Persona Development. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Applications, Tools and Techniques for Data Management in the Data Product Management for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore understanding user personas and scenarios, techniques for creating effective personas, and the importance of these personas in product design. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create user personas that guide product development decisions, enhancing your ability to meet the needs of your target audience effectively. Main content: understanding user personas and scenarios. User personas are fictional characters that represent segments of your target audience. They are created based on data and research and are intended to embody the behaviors, needs, and motivations of your actual users. By developing user personas, you gain a deeper understanding of your audience, which is crucial for making informed product design decisions. For example, if test company is focusing on a personal finance app, one of your user personas could be budget-conscious Brenda, a 30-year-old woman who is focused on saving for a home. By defining Brenda's goals, challenges, and preferred features, you can tailor your product to meet her specific needs. Scenarios complement personas by providing context in which these personas interact with your product, allowing you to visualize user experiences and identify potential pain points. Techniques for creating effective personas. Creating effective user personas involves several key techniques: research and data collection. Collect qualitative and quantitative data about your users. This may include surveys, interviews, and analytics. Understand demographics, user behavior, and preferences. Segmentation: group users based on shared traits such as age, profession, and financial literacy. This will help you create distinct personas that reflect different user needs. Template creation: use a template for consistency. A basic persona template includes the persona's name, demographics, goals, challenges, and a brief narrative to illustrate their story. Empathy mapping: develop empathy maps to visualize what users think, feel, say, and do. This technique helps deepen your understanding of user motivations and pain points. Validation: test your personas with real users. Gather feedback to confirm whether the personas accurately reflect your audience. Adjust personas based on this feedback to ensure they are relevant and effective. For instance, test company could conduct interviews with potential users of their finance app to gather insights and validate the persona of budget-conscious Brenda. By employing these techniques, you ensure your personas are grounded in reality, making them more effective in guiding product development. Importance in product design: user personas are instrumental in product design for several reasons. User-centric focus: personas shift the focus from the product to the user. They remind your team who you are designing for, ensuring that user needs are prioritized throughout the development process. Enhanced communication: personas provide a common language for team members, facilitating communication among cross-functional teams. Everyone can refer to Brenda or another persona, aligning their efforts towards meeting specific user needs. Feature prioritization: when deciding which features to build, personas help determine which are most important to your users. For example, if budget-conscious Brenda values budgeting tools, prioritizing these features in your app becomes essential. Informed decision-making: personas guide decisions across various stages of product development, from initial brainstorming to final testing. By keeping user personas in mind, you can anticipate user reactions and refine your offerings accordingly. Improved user experience: ultimately, well-developed personas lead to products that resonate with users, enhancing satisfaction and loyalty. When users feel that your product addresses their specific needs, they are more likely to engage with it. For test company, understanding and utilizing user personas can significantly enhance the development of their finance app, leading to better user satisfaction and increased engagement. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the essential techniques for user persona development, including how to understand user personas and scenarios, create effective personas, and recognize their importance in product design. By applying these techniques, you will be better equipped to create user personas that guide product development decisions effectively. As you move forward, remember that a user-centric approach is vital to delivering value to your audience. Reflection questions: how can you apply the concept of user personas to a project you are currently working on? What techniques for creating effective personas do you find most useful, and why? In what ways can understanding user personas improve communication within your team?